We're up to Yeshaya Perek Mem Beis,
yeah.
Pasuk Chof Beis. Previously, we just had the Pasuk Hashem Chofetz Laman Tzidko, Hashem desired for the sake of Klal Yisrael's righteousness, He wanted to be matzdik us, we should be righteous, Yagdil Torah V'yadir, He made the Torah great and glorious. And the Mefarshim had a number of different ways of understanding that. Earlier it had described Klal Yisrael like those who are, they have eyes and they're blind, they have ears and they're deaf, they don't seem to get the message. Some Mefarshim learned that it means that even the greatest tzaddikim who have eyes and they've seen the Torah, they have ears and they hear, but they don't seem to see and hear what others are doing wrong. And they don't correct others. And Hashem Chofetz Laman Tzidko, Hashem wants those who are the leaders of the generation, Laman Tzidko, they should be matzdik others. See to it that others live a life of Avodas Hashem and do what they're supposed to. Or it means that Hashem, that those themselves who are fit to be, to see the Torah, to hear the Torah. If the Torah is given to us for our benefit, so how come? V'hu ambozuz v'shasui, perek chof beis. Klal Yisrael is a nation that's bozuz, that's looted. People take our valuables. Whatever we own is taken. V'shosui, and we're downtrodden. Hafeach bachurim kulam. And there's different ways of explaining this pasuk, but one explanation is hafeach bachurim, the bachurim, the young ones, who normally envision a life ahead of them. They feel their physical strength, they're optimistic, and yet hafeach, here they're depressed. All of the Bachurim seem to be depressed. Hafeach Bachurim Kulam Uvivote Chaloim Hochbo, and they're hidden away in prisons. Or Hafeach Bachurim Kulam could mean Chur is a hole. There are those who are buried in their ditches and in the holes and they're hiding out. They're trying to escape. They shouldn't be seen. Hafeach could also mean they're trapped like a pach. Hafeach bachurim kulam, either they're depressed and sad, deep in their holes, or they're trapped in their holes, or the bachurim, the young ones, are depressed. Uvavote kloim hachbo. And they're hidden away in prisons. Hayu lovaz, they're looted, vein matzil, and nobody rescues. Meshisa, they're plundered, they're trampled, vein omer hoshav, and nobody says, turn back, give it back, leave them alone. People wonder, if the Torah was given to us for our benefit, why are we suffering in Golus? The Malbim explains, again, every word has its own separate meaning. Biza is when somebody plunders and he takes for himself. He sees another person has something valuable, they break in and they take the biza. They take the booty. Shasui, or meshisa, to be trampled, is very often the enemy comes and they'll break in and they'll just destroy everything. They'll smash the mirrors and they'll throw down the dressers and they'll just ransack the place to destroy it. That's the term hoyu lovaz. Klal Yisrael was plundered is when people take for themselves. They want it for themselves. So the term for that is ve'ein matzil. Nobody saves it from them and says, no, you can't take this. This belongs to the Jews. Meshisa. There are those times when Klal Yisrael is trampled and whatever they have is destroyed. And for that, it's not a question of saving it. It's not that the person wants it. But vein omer hoshav. Nobody says, hoshav, turn back and just leave it alone. Leave it alone and don't destroy what's theirs. But Klal Yisrael seems to go through all the different sufferings that we have in Golus, and people wonder why. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah for our benefit, why do we suffer like this? And for that, the answer is, Mi bochem yazin zos. Who among you will give their ear to this? Will listen. Yakshiv v'yishma la'ochar. He'll hearken v'yishma la'ochar and hear the outcome. Or the Malbim explains v'yishma la'ochar. There's two ways of bringing a proof to an idea or trying to understand events. You can either look at the means, you can look at the cause, you see what's happening, and based on that you assume what will be the outcome. Sometimes you can look at the outcome and say, well, if this happened, it must have been caused by, and you look back. Those who question the ways of Hashem very often are trying to look forward. If Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem chofetz leman tzidko, and He gave it for us for our benefit, what went wrong? The Novi answers, Mi bochem yazin zos. Who is going to listen carefully to this? Yakshiv, to hearken v'yishma l'ochar, and listen backwards, meaning like this. Mi nosan l'mishisa Yaakov. What we're suffering in Golus is not an accident. If it's an accident, you wonder like, what went wrong? But we're suffering in Golus, it's not that it just happens to be, there's no hashkocha, and this is what's happening to us. But this was Hashem's doing. Mi nosan l'mishisa Yaakov. Who caused Yaakov to be trampled? V'Yisrael opposes him, and Yisrael to be plundered. And we've had many times, Yaakov is Klal Yisrael on the low level. Yisrael is their greatness. The greatness of what we have goes opposes him. That people want. They take the visa. Yaakov at the low level, so whatever they little they have, where they're suffering, the and whatever little they have is trampled. Nobody cares about it. They just destroy it. But who's caused that Yaakov is l'mashisa and Yisrael is l'bozazim? Hello Hashem. It's all coming from Hashem. So don't wonder how come this is happening. If Hashem gave us the Torah, why is it happening? It's happening because Hashem is doing it. So now you have to figure out, let's look back. If Hashem is doing this to Klal Yisrael, why do you think it's happening? Why do you think it's happening? Let me ask you, it's not an accident. If it's an accident, you try to see, like, why did Hashem, He gave us the Torah, we thought things would be good. The answer is, look at what's happening. If it's from Hashem, so now we have the question, why is Hashem doing this? And the answer has to be, Zucha Tanulo. It's obviously, it's because it's our fault. Hashem is doing it, Zucha Tanulo, because He's the one against whom we sinned. V'lo avu v'idrachav haloch, they didn't wish to go in His ways. V'lo shamu b'torasu, and they didn't listen to His Torah. And we're going to continue with this idea in the next few psukim. But therefore, because of us, we haven't utilized the Torah in the right way. If somebody appoints somebody to a special position, or he shows him favor, and then the appointee turns against him, so there's a greater tevia, a greater blame placed against the person. If a person's not close to me and he turns against me, that's not as bad as if somebody's close to you, somebody that you care about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about Klal Yisrael. And therefore, if Klal Yisrael doesn't serve Hashem, so it's their, and therefore they're considered more, they're suffering more than the Goyim. Because they're so great and they're not living up to what's expected from them. There's a Gemara in Gittin that says, on Daf Nun Ches, Tan Rabbanon, Maisa Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. There was a Maisa with the Tana, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Shehalach Likrach Godol Shebaromi. He went to the great city of Rome. Amrulo, and they told him, Tinok echod yeish beveso asurim. There's one child who's in the prison. Yefei naim, and he looks unusually striking. He has beautiful eyes, v'tov roi, and a good appearance. Ukvutzosav sturos lo taltalim. His hair hangs in the locks. He has locks of hair. Whatever. He looks like a very beautiful child. He's an unusual of a boy. Holach v'omer al Pesach beis asurim. Shor Yishuv ben Chananya went, and he stood by the entrance to the prison. Omer, and he said, Minosan li Meshisa Yaakov. He said, our pasuk. Who's given that Yaakov is trampled this way? So downtrodden. The Yisrael opposes him, and what Yisrael has is they're given over to the plunderers. And that's what he asked the child. Ono oso tinok. So the child answered him. V'amar, and he said, Hallo Hashem zuchatonu lo. It's obviously it's from Hashem. We sent to him. Below Avu Bidroch of Holoch, they didn't want to go in his ways. Below Hashemu Bitaroso, they didn't listen to Hashem's Torah. Amar Sir Shuben Chananya said, Muvtecheni bo, I'm confident with this child, Shemoira Hoyro bi Yisrael, that he will pasken halachos in Klal Yisrael. He'll become a posek. I see that he's destined for greatness. Ho'avoda, and he said, Eloshin Shavua, I swear, She'eni Zoz Mikan, I'm not leaving here, Ad She'eftenu B'chom Mokom Shaposkim Olov. I'll ransom him for whatever price they set. I will certainly make sure to get him free. Omru, and they said, Lo Zoz Misham, Revishu Ben Chananya, remain there, Ad She'podo B'momen Harbe, until he finally worked out a ransom at an exorbitant amount of money. Obviously, they realized in the prison that this boy was just an unusual child. They had told Rav Shuvan Chanani that such a beautiful child, they didn't let him go until he paid top dollar. It was only a short time at Shehora Horobi Yisrael until he indeed was able to pasken halachos, and they saw that he was a posek. Umanu, and who is it? Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. It was Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Tosfos says, in general, the rule is, if somebody's kidnapped, we don't pay, under normal circumstances, we would not pay more than what's the fair price. Because if they pay an exorbitant ransom, it encourages people to keep on doing it. It was the tragic story we all know with the Marami Rotenberg who was kidnapped, and even though he was the Godel Hador, and for him, you know, there would have been a basis for paying whatever the price. He was the Godel Hador, but he was kidnapped. He was taken by the authorities, and he refused to be ransomed, and he died in prison. And he was there for many years until they finally ransomed the body. But the general rule is we don't pay more than the fair price of a slave, because otherwise they're just going to keep on doing this. But as Tosfos says, where there's a sakonas nefashos, podim shvuyin yoser al kidei demeim, where there's a threat to his life, if somebody takes a slave and he grabs a Jewish man and he takes him as a slave, so we don't ransom him at an exorbitant price. Where his life, though, is in danger, we'll pay more money. Right. And it could be, obviously, kol shkein hocha de'ika katala. Over here, they realize this boy's life was in danger. Or it could be inami, or it could be there was no threat to his life, but mishum demuflug b'chochma haya, they saw that this child was exceedingly great in chochma, and therefore they realize that there's a potential. It's interesting, the test was, the big chachma was, as the Marsha says, Omar Haikra, Rabbi Shuv ben Chananya said to the child, this pasuk, Leida bo im ben chochim hu, if the child has chachma, lo hashiv lo sefer dikra, to know the end of the pasuk, Not everybody knew all these psukim in Yeshaya. So he said to the boy, the first part of the pasuk, Minosam l'meshisa Yaakov Yisrael l'bozes him. And when he saw that the child knew the end of the pasuk, so he realizes that this child does have a lot of chachma, and therefore he paid a higher ransom than would have been the ordinary amount. It could also be that you see that the child had such an emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when he said, "Who did it?" it was clear to him it's from Hashem and it's because of our Averis. Vayishpoch alov chema apo. So minosan li meshisa Yaakov. Who caused Kla Yisrael to be downtrodden? V'Yisrael abozes him. And that Yisrael is looted, is... Hallo Hashem, it's all from Hashem. Zucha tanulo, we've sinned to Hashem. V'lo ovu bidrochav holoch. And they didn't want to go in the ways of Hashem. Going in the ways of Hashem is v'halachta bidrochav, is ma atarachum, atoheye rachum, ahu rachum, afatoheye rachum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful, Hashem is compassionate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed. We have to be that type of person. And it could be, to a certain extent, people went through with those actions, but they fell short. We have to want to do that. V'lo ovu bidrochav holoch, there has to be the desire to become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to become the rachum v'chanun, to have those midos look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they didn't want to go in those ways. V'lo shomu b'toroso, and they didn't listen to his Torah. Listening could be to really understand. Shema can mean to hear. Shema can mean to understand. V'lo shomu b'toroso, they didn't hear, they didn't understand the Torah. They didn't properly work and toil in Torah as they should have. Vayishpoch alov chema apo. So Hashem poured out on Klal Yisrael chema apo, his fiery wrath, ve'ezuz milchama, and the power of war. Vatalahateyu misavi v'lo yoda, it burned him all around. V'lo yoda, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't know. Klal Yisrael was like unaware. V'lo yoda, Hashem did it. Klal Yisrael didn't know. There's suffering all around and it didn't register. The people didn't understand what's happening. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending them a message. Vativar bo, it burned within him. V'lo yosim alev. And he didn't take it to heart. Klal Yisrael didn't learn the lesson. There's vatlateyu misoviv. The burning is sometimes it's around. V'lo yoda. And Klal Yisrael doesn't know. Rashi brings down vatlateyu misoviv kidei sheyiru v'yikhu musar. It burns around them in order that they should see and they should take musar, they should take the lesson. Ke'inyin shenemar, as the pasuk says, there's a pasuk in Tzfanya, it says, Hichrati goyim noshamu pinosam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've cut off the goyim noshamu pinosam, and I've made desolate their towers. Amarti achtiri, and I said that Klal Yisrael should just fear me, and they should take the lesson. And then Klal Yisrael would be safe. Very often the punishment is brought, and we're going to see later on, the punishment, Hashem very often brings the punishment on the other peoples instead of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is expected to learn the lesson. Vatlateyu misoviv, it's burning all around. But Klal Yisrael is supposed to look and say, if that's what's happening somewhere in the world, we should take We should take a lesson from that. V'lo yada, and yet Klal Yisrael doesn't know. V'ativar bo, and then it gets closer, it gets more harmful, it actually burns in Klal Yisrael. V'ativar bo, and then at that point, they know there's a fire. But v'lo yosim alev, they don't take it to heart and to do tshuva. The Nimshal, as the Malbim says, is first the enemy destroyed the cities on the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And when that happened and the border cities fell to the enemy, nobody like paid attention. It wasn't the actual mainland. It was the outlying areas. They didn't even feel it. They felt as if they're living b'shalom in peace. And after the enemy actually came b'share Yerushalayim, in the gates of Yerushalayim, and then already obviously they knew it, the war is right here. But lo samu alev, they didn't take it to heart to do tshuva. Va'ata now, ko Omar Hashem, so says Hashem, boracha Yaakov. Perek Mem Gimel. Va'ata ko amar Hashem boracha Yaakov. So says Hashem, your creator, Yaakov. V'yotzercha Yisrael, the one who fashioned you, Yisrael. Al tira ki gal ticha. Fear not, ki gal ticha, because I've redeemed you. Karosi v'shimcha, I've called you by name, liyota, you are mine. Berea is Yesh Me'ayin. Bereshis Bara Elohim. In the beginning, Hashem created from nothing. There was absolute nothingness. And from that, Hashem made a Berea. And Yaakov, Yitzira, the Yotzercha, is to fashion, to take the raw material and to do something with it, to be a Yotzer, to create. Yaakov is Klal Yisrael on their low level. And Yisrael is Klal Yisrael on a higher plateau. Ko Amar Hashem. Hashem is saying, Boracha Yaakov. I'm the one who created Yaakov from nothing. That there's something here. There's a Yaakov. I've created the raw material of Yaakov. V'yotzercha Yisrael. And from Yaakov, I fashioned and I gave them the opportunities that we've created a Yisrael, the Yotzercha Yisrael. As from our creation, from the Chomer, the DNA, the genes, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the possibility of a Yaakov. And from that, Klal Yisrael's reached the level of a Yisrael. And even though we've mentioned there will be a period of punishment, as we said in the last few psukim. But al tira, don't be afraid. Ki gal ticha, I've redeemed you. I took you for a nation by the geula from Mitzrayim. And so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be goel us, he'll redeem us. As the pasuk says, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, Klal Yisrael are slaves to me. And they're not slaves to Nebuchadnezzar or to any of the other monarchs and rulers. Al tira ki gal ticha. Don't be afraid ki gal ticha, because I've redeemed you. And as far as the Yotzercha Yisrael, I've fashioned you to become Yisrael. For that it won't just be a geula, but karasi v'shimcha liyota. I've called out with this name, that liyota, you are my, I've called you Yisrael, Yotzercha Yisrael, and I've called you out with this name, Karasi v'shimcha liyota, because you're mine, and there's a special hashkocha, there's a special hashkocha on Klal Yisrael. We won't be under the control, as the Malbim says, of the rulers down here, that's the kigal ticha, I'll redeem you from the oppressors that are down here. And even under what's the Sorim Hu'al Yonim, the Malachim, the Mazalos, whatever controls the world from above, but Liyota, We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, under His personal Hashkacha Pratis. Kisavar Bamayim. When you pass through water, Itcha'ani, I'm with you. Uvanaharos lo yishtafucha, through the rivers they won't wash you away. The Targum says, at the beginning when you cross through the Yam Suf, I was with you. Memri havri besadcho, my word was with you to support you. Paro and the Mitzrim were as mighty as the forceful waves. The rivers, uvanaharos lo yishtafucha, and yet they didn't wash you away, and you were saved from Paro and Mitzrayim. Kiselech b'moesh, when you walk through fire, lo sikove, you won't be singed, v'lehova lo sivar boch, and no flame will burn you. There's two types of hatzola that a person can be saved. There's the hatzola in the natural means, that a person is protected, that the mazik, the harmful item, the harmful thing, doesn't reach him. That's kisavar b'mayim itcha ani. When you cross through water, maybe you're on a going through the ferry, you take a bridge, you're crossing over the water. Kisavar b'mayim itcha ani. I'm with you, and b'derech hateva, nothing happens. Then there's the case, it's miraculous. Uvanaharos lo yishtafucha. Even if you're going through the river with the mighty current and it's pushing you and it looks like it's going to sweep you away. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's a hashkacha, there's a special hashkacha that the rivers won't wash you away. And the same thing with fire. Kiselech b'moesh. A person's walking and the flame, there's the fire on the right and on the left. And he found a place in between the walls of fire. But it's possible, lo sikove, he won't be singed. B'derech hateva, he found a way that he won't be hurt. But v'lehova, even if there's actually a flame that he encounters, lo sivar boch, and it burns, but it won't burn him in a miraculous way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, both as the Boracha Yaakov, the one who's created Yaakov, on the low level, but I protect you in the Derech HaTeva. And V'yotzercha Yisrael, I've fashioned you into Yisrael, and I've called you by that name. And so too, in a miraculous way, the rivers won't wash you away, and the flame won't burn Klal Yisrael. As a nation, of course there are, Klal Yisrael suffers, and there's been many, many, many karbonos through the centuries, has been much suffering. But Klal Yisrael as a nation is protected, that no matter where they go and no matter what they encounter, Klal Yisrael remains. Ki ani Hashem Elokecha, because I am Hashem Elokecha, your Elokim, the one who supervises Elokecha, Kedosh Yisrael Moshiecha. The Holy One of Klal Yisrael, again, which refers to Kedusha, that they're separated from the profane and the mundane, from this world, is a Kedusha. Ani Hashem Elokecha, I'm Hashem Elokecha, when you're Yaakov, when things are working b'derech hateva, but even so Hashem has His Hashkacha, He's Elokecha. And when we're Yisrael, and things are done in a miraculous way, Kedosh Yisrael Moshiecha, the Kedosh Yisrael Moshiecha who will save you, appearing as the Kedosh Yisrael, the one who's above this world, who's not limited at all, who does miracles, and that's Moshiecha, the one who'll save us in a miraculous way. Nosati Chofrecha Mitzrayim. I've given as your ransom, I gave Mitzrayim. Kush u'sava tachtecha, Kush and Sava are in your place. These are other nations. There are different ways of understanding it. As the Radak says, when the army of Sancheiriv came, and he was turning toward Yerushalayim, he received a report that Tirhoka, the king of Cush, was coming to fight against him. So Sanherib was by Yerushalayim with his mighty army, and he turned back and he fought with Cush, Seva and Mitzrayim, these other countries. And he conquered some people from Mitzrayim. He took a Shevi, he took captives from Mitzrayim. And then he took the country of Cush and he exiled them. And then afterwards he came to Yerushalayim with all of the booty and all of the treasures that he had taken. And his mighty army was wiped out the night of Pesach by the Malach. They were destroyed, and Klal Yisrael had all of that abundance. Sancheirav was destined, he was going to conquer some countries, and he was right outside Yerushalayim. But Nasati Chofrecha Mitzrayim, I've given it as your ransom Egypt. Rashi learns it's referring actually to Yitzias Mitzrayim, that the firstborn were killed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the firstborn of the Mitzrayim will be killed, and not from Klal Yisrael. V'heim hoyu l'cha l'pidyon, Rashi says, they were like the ransom for Klal Yisrael. Shebechoreihem mesu, their firstborn died. V'atem b'ni b'chori nitzlach, but you, Klal Yisrael, were successful. Even though in Mitzrayim there was a pasuk says va'omer lishpoch hamosi aleihem be'eretz Mitzrayim, there was a midas hadin. Why does Klal Yisrael deserve to be saved? There are everyone's over there avodah zara, alolo over there avodah zara. Why does Klal Yisrael deserve to be saved? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Mitzrayim will be destroyed, and Klal Yisrael will be saved. They'll receive the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Bechoyrim of Mitzrayim, and he saved our firstborn. Or it could be, as we mentioned, when Sancheirav came, Nasati Chofrecha Mitzrayim Kushu Sevo Tachtecha. The Malbim says Kofar's ransom is when you pay money instead of to get back an item. Tachtecha, Tachas, means one instead of another, like Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. One soul instead of another soul. Mitzrayim, it says in the Psukim, we had earlier in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Dalet. It said over there in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Dalet, Kein Yinhag Melech Ashur, the king of Ashur will lead as Shevi Mitzrayim, the captives from Mitzrayim, Ves Golush Kus, Vesgolus Kush, and the exiles of Kush, they'll be taken away. Mitzrayim, they were captives. The country remained intact, and there were captives taken. That was like a payment. Those captives are like the kofar. They weren't all exiled instead of us. It wasn't one nation instead of another nation. There was like a payment that Sancheirav was given captives from Mitzrayim, and therefore we were left alone. And when it came to the whole nation, Kushu Seva Tachtecha, those nations were totally exiled in place of the exile of Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special care for us. And there's many reasons for it. May Ashir Yakarta Be'enai. Firstly, because you were precious in my eyes. Yakar, something precious, is because it's rare. It's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily serve an important function. But it's precious because it's rare. Nichbarata, and you were also honored. As the Malbim says, you would describe gems and pearls are called yakar. The puz, or good gold, is called yakar. It's not mechubed. Gold is not honored. It's called yakar. It's valuable because it's rare. And somebody who's a zakein, an elderly person, you wouldn't call him yakar, but you would call him mechubed. He's reached a certain level of stature in life. He's a mechubed, an honored person. And so kovod is because of a certain mile, a certain level that he's reached, he's mechubad. Klal Yisrael has both. May Asher yokarta ve'einai. You're valuable. You're precious in my eyes. The neshama of Klal Yisrael. Mitzad ma'loso ha'atzmiis. Their intrinsic value. That makes them mechubah, that they become honorable. And their neshama comes, their source is Yakarta Ve'enai. It's rare to have such a people, such a nation on this world. Me'asher Yakarta Ve'enai, you're precious, rare, and Nichbarata, you're honored. And besides all that, Vani Avticha, I've loved you. Meaning, even if you yourself wouldn't be the way you are, but we had before Zera Avram Ohavi, we have the Avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael because of our ancestors. V'ani Ahavticha, I've loved you. V'etein Odom Tachtecha. And therefore I put people in your place. When a punishment has to come, Rashi says, Tamid ani rogil bakach. This is my constant practice. That v'etein Odom Tachtecha. Ula'umim tachas nafshecha, and the regimes, the nations, are in place of your soul. Tachtecha, in terms of you, in terms of the person, that might be enough to put a different person. Ve'etein odom tachtecha. But the nefesh of Klal Yisrael, the soul, for that's balanced out by la'umim, by the mighty regimes, by the nations, that's tachas nafshecha. And as Rashi says, Tamid ani rogil bakach, this Hashem says is the way he normally conducts his affairs, that the goyim are given over in place of Klal Yisrael. I was thinking, recently with the tsunamis, and even the truth is, it's hundreds of years ago, and in history we all know the bubonic plague in the 1300s, there were a lot of things that affected the nations of the world, and they were wondered that the Jews didn't seem to be touched by it. But the lesson is, when there's suffering in the world, and it shouldn't come to it, but Klal Yisrael is supposed to get the lesson and realize that Hashem is sending a message that we have to improve and we have to do tshuva. But al tira ki itcha ani. Don't be afraid, ki itcha ani, I'm with you. Mimizrach avi zarecha, and there'll be a geula. I'll be with you now as you go through life, and mimizrach avi zarecha, I'll bring your children from the east. Umimarav akab tzeka, and from the west I'll gather you. The king of Ashur, Sancheiriv, came from the east, and he carried away the Aseres HaShvatim. And those 10 tribes are somewhere. We don't know exactly where they are, but we don't find that they're scattered. They're in a certain place. And mimizrach avi zarecha, we just have to bring them back. From the east, we'll bring them back. But the later exiles, mimarov, the truth is the Teichecha says, v'heshivcha Hashem Mitzrayim ba'anios, that they'll be exiled and they'll end up going back to Egypt, but they were carried away in boats. And the Golus of Rome, the Romans came by, you could travel on the Mediterranean. Those that went with those exiles to the west, Umimarov, we're dispersed over the whole world. Akab Tzeka. But Hashem says, wherever you are, I'll gather you in. Omar Latzafonteini, I'll tell the north, give. Just give back Klal Yisrael. Let them return. Ulesemon in the south, Al tichloi, don't hold them back. Don't trap them any longer. Havi vonai mirochok, bring back my sons from far away. Uvenosai mikitzei ha'aretz, and my daughters, mikitzei ha'aretz, from the ends of the earth. Rashi learns that the south wind is a lot stronger. The north wind is weak. Omar latzafonteini. If the natural wind isn't enough to bring us back, so Hashem says to the north, Taini, you have to Give over yourself, do an action and give back Klal Yisrael, even if the natural course of events wouldn't blow us back to the land. Ulasim on the south wind, al tichloi. It's a strong wind, they'll just bring us back as long as they don't contain us. Naturally, the wind will bring us back. But with difficulty or without difficulty, from the east or the west, north, south, we'll all come back to Eretz Yisrael. Kol hanikro vishmi. All that is called out. Kol hanikro vishmi. V'lichvodi barosiv. Everyone who is called by my name, v'lichvodi barosiv, and I've created for my glory, yitzartiv, I've fashioned him, afasisiv, and I've even perfected it. Everything that's in the world, and we're going to talk about this pasuk a little more, but just the continuum is, kol hanikro vishmi v'lichvodi barosiv, everything I've created, I've called with my name, I've created for my honor, yitzartiv, I've fashioned it, afasisiv, and perfected it. And the purpose of all of this is hotzi am iver veinayim yesh. Again, the nation that has eyes, but hasn't seen. They're like blind, but they have eyes. V'chershim, they're deaf, v'znayim lama, but they have ears. Referring to Klal Yisrael. All of this is in order to have hotzi am iver, to bring us out of Golus. Hashem will utilize all of this to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk of Kol HaNikra Vishmi, V'lichvodi Barosiv, there are a number of different explanations. The Gemara discusses it in different places. But the Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Lamed Ches, says over a story, Tana Rabbanan, Beis Garmu, there was a family, the house of Garmu, Hoyu Bekin B'maisei Lechem Aponim. They were experts in how to make the Lechem Aponim. There were 12 loaves of bread that were baked weekly, and they were placed on the Shulchan, and there was a special art how to make them. They had a special shape, and they were the experts. V'lo ratzu l'lamed, but they didn't want to share the knowledge with anyone else. They kept it as a family secret. Sholchu chachamim, so the chachamim felt that this knowledge should be shared. There should be others who know how to do it. Not that one family knows and they keep it as their secret. So the chachamim sent messengers, ve'viu umnim mi'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim, and they imported craftsmen from Alexandria in Egypt, where they had expert bakers, and they figured, perhaps they would know how to bake the lechem upon him. V'hayu yodim lefos kamosam, v'lo yodim lirdos kamosam. The bread, it's a question of exactly what they didn't know how to do. The bread used to be stuck on the walls of the oven. It was thick and had a certain shape, and it was difficult to bake the bread that it should be evenly baked in this hot oven with this shape on the walls of the oven. They weren't able to remove it from the oven properly. And the Gemara says, in short, the bread spoiled. It was misapesh. It didn't bake properly. Kishashamu chachamim bedover, when the chachamim heard about this, Amru, they said, Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu lichvodo b'ro'o. Whatever Hashem created in this world is for His honor. Shenemar kol hanikra vishmi. Whatever I've called out in my name, v'lichvodi barosiv, it's for my honor. V'chazru beis garmu li makoman. And they brought back the family of beis garmu, and they said, you know how to create the bread. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know how to make the lechem haponim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everything should be done in the best way to serve Hashem. And if you have the secret and nobody else can emulate it, so you can continue in this role. So even though it seems the Chachamim were not happy that they didn't share the secret, but that was their tafka, that was their purpose in life. And the Gemara says there was one positive There was one, a Maila by this family that the Chachamim would praise them. That in this family, nobody used to eat refined bread. It says, Lo nimtzeis pas nekiya biyad b'neihem. Their children never ate good bread. Shlo yomru mimaisa lechem haponim zen izonim. That nobody should think that they know how to bake the lechem haponim. They're such excellent bakers, they use it for their own benefit. But they really meant, this is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they themselves ate not good bread. But they were the expert bakers, and everything is done for the honor of Hashem. The Gemara brings another story with a family of Beis Avtinas. And they were experts in making the ketores, the incense that would rise straight up. And again, they didn't want to share the secret with anyone. And the Chachamim sent messengers to Alexandria, again, the experts, to see if they could put together the ketores, the different ingredients, and make the compound that it should burn and create the smoke and the fragrance. But it wasn't as good. It didn't go straight up. The other experts were not able to emulate it. And the Gemara brings a pasuk that Kol Poel Hashem Lamaneyu. Everything that Hashem made is for Him. Everything is made for Hashem. And therefore, if we need the family of Avtinas, let's bring them back. And the family was brought back, and again they made the ketores. And once again the Chachamim say, you should know this family had a praiseworthy attribute to them. That al dover zemas kiren oy son lishvach, that may olam lo yotzes kala mivusemes mibotehem. When any one of their daughters got married, they did not go out perfumed. Because nobody should think they use the ingredients from the ketores as personal perfume. Uchshenosim isha mimokom acher. And then if the men of this family married, they would stipulate with the wife that masnid ima shaloti spasein. That in our family, nobody's allowed to use perfume. This is our personal chumrah. That since we use the perfumes of the ketores, we don't want to have any involvement with personal fragrance. Shlo yomri maisa ketores mispasmim. The Marsha just asks, how come when it came to the bread, the Gemara brought the pasuk of kol hanikra bishmi? Whatever's called out in my name, it's for my honor. And here when it comes to the ketores, it brings a different pasuk. Kol poel Hashem lemaneyu. Whatever Hashem created was for Him. So the Marsha explains as follows. The lechem haponim shebeis garmu ba'atzmam yodu lirdos. This family had the talent. They had the skill to know how to remove the bread. V'shalotis apesh ayidei ma'aseyem. And it shouldn't spoil the way they made the bread. So it brings the pasuk of kol hanikra bishmi. Dahainu ha'odom hanikra b'shem Hashem. What's called out in the name of Hashem is people. Kol hanikra, what Hashem calls out, bishmi, with the name of Hashem, it's referring to the odom shenivra b'tzelem Elokim. For every person is b'tzelem Elokim, that's the kol hanikra bishmi. Every person has to be lichvodi b'rosiv. He's created to bring cover to Hashem. So for that family, that they had the skill, we needed those people. So that brings the pasuk of Kol Hanikra Bishmi. The family of Avtinas who made the ketores, they didn't know, they knew which ingredient was the Ma'ale Oshon. There was a certain herb that would cause the smoke to go straight up. And all the experts from Alexandria didn't know which ingredient that was. So that's really not a skill that has to do with the people. They just know what herb to put in. Gabi ketores shebeis avtinas lo yodu lasos klum. They didn't know how to do anything. Elai dei ha'esev ma'ale oshon. They just knew which ingredient should be added. So for that, the pasuk brings The Gemara brings the pasuk called Po'al Hashem. Whatever Hashem has created is Lamaneu for Him. The whole world, whether it's the inanimate objects, the whole world out there, Kol Po'al Hashem is Lamaneu. Whatever Hashem made is for His sake. And for us, for the people, especially Klal Yisrael, Kol Hanikra Bishmi, those that are called out with the name of Hashem. As the Marsha says, people who are the Tzelem Elohim. And there are other Gemaras that say, Kol Hanikra Bishmi means the Tzadikim. All those that are called out with the name of Hashem. They have to make a shur of Lichvodi Barosiv. They're created to bring kavod, to bring honor to Hashem. Yitzartiv, I've fashioned them, I've fasisiv, and I've perfected it, that it should be used to bring kavod shamayim, and ultimately, hotziam iver v'inayim yesh, to bring Klal Yisrael out of golos with the gula shleimah.